It's a quarter past nine on Racing HQ. Let's head to Hawkesbury. It's a warm place like it was this time last week. Mike Van Gestel is online. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew.
Gee, I hope these horses are okay with the heat, mate. It's we've had in the last week some torrid weather.
Yes, particularly where we are along the river, Hawkesbury River.
Yep.
It gets very hot and in the summer, and but the horses, they get used to it a little bit, and they're well cared for, and they'll be okay. Yep.
Well, how is Casino Dancer, mate? First time we've spoken on air since your trip to Melbourne. You must have been thrilled.
Absolutely, absolutely. We didn't expect to be so successful going up there. You always think you do well, and to justify the trip up there because it's a bit of an effort. And, we more than we bargained for, really. And quite happy to have done all that and have the experience of travelling with a horse that far and going the other way in racing. And it turned out to be good. And she arrived very well. And she deserved a little few days off in the yard here. And now he's back to work, so.
Getting stuck back into it. I remember contacting you off-air prior to the Sandown, the eclipse that day, and you said, I hope I can find it, basically. I've never been to Sandown. How'd you go getting there?
Well, we got there okay. We used a navigator, and we got my grandson here giving all the directions, and it was a bit of an effort because even on the highways, you got to, moving that lane. And even when we got the sand down, the sand is in the wrong direction, and then we saw Darren Weir just in front of us, so we followed him around. So, and it must have been an armor because he ran second to us. So.
He did, yeah, he did with Pacini. Now, yeah, well, it sounds like you've had a hell of an experience, mate.
Oh, it's good, you know, it just keeps you alive and keeps you going, and we enjoy it. And I would do it again now, for sure.
How did she cope with it, given, the trip down and back and everything? Did she lose any weight? Or I guess the question is she in the shape to go on and maybe run in the Villiers?
Well, Andrew, we expected her to lose some weight, so we got a few kilos extra on her before we left. And it happened to be the case, and, the trip took a bit out of it, but she lost maybe 10, 11 kilos, and she settled down the following day, but that was race day, so maybe a little bit early for her, but after the race and the following week, she settled down very well, actually, and she felt good, she felt fresh. We elected not to go on the track because she gets a bit excited sometimes and overdo things. And we just walked her and a fair bit twice a day. And we relied on her residual fitness to pull her through the race. And she did that. And, we didn't do a great deal of work with her. And then we left her home the following day. She came out a bit lighter as we would expect, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
At the moment, she put up on a bit more weight, so to go from 2,000 metres to 1,600 at the end of the preparation is a bit of an effort, and we're working towards that, of course, and whether it's going to pull off, we're not sure, but we're going to give it a try.
Well, off to the Villiers you go, and you're just saying she's starting to put some weight on, so she's enjoying herself being back at Hawkesbury.
Yes, she is, and the reason why I'm doing this is because when she won the Angus Stakes, she was at her heaviest, so, for a long time, she ran a very good time there and a good race, and we want to get closer to that weight again, I think, if we can, and it might not be so easy, but it's shaping up quite well, actually.
Well, Well, mate, it's a huge thrill for all of the owners, and I know you had James McDonald and then James Winks on, but you could see the elation just watching the TV coverage on both occasions, mate. Well done so far. The one more run, I presume, the Villiers, and then she'll have a good old-fashioned spell.
She would have a good old-fashioned spell because, you know, if we're going to race her in the autumn against the best around, because that's yep. what it's going to be, and the likes of Winks and so on, then she'll know she's in the race. And but again, you got to try these things, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Hey, good luck with it. We'll stay in contact as we approach the Villiers. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you. Mike Van Gestel trains one horse. There it is, Casino Dancer, the five-year-old mare that went to Melbourne and, of course, won the Eclipse at her last start. I want to catch up now with Brisbane trainer Desley Forster. Morning to you, Desley.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I've just sort of been going back and catching up on horses. You get through the spring and it's hard to keep up these days, Desley, but I wanted to get updates on Too Good to Refuse and I'm Bellucci, who we saw back in the Spring Champion. They haven't raced since. How have they done?
They've done really, really well. They came home and they've had a month off and yeah, they're back in work now.
Okay, so that was back, what was it, October 10. So they enjoyed a month off. And what are their aims? Is it simply the autumn back in Sydney?
Yep, they'll probably have a lead-up run here in Brisbane before they head back to Sydney, probably towards the end of January.
Yep.
There's a couple of Curious races up here from, because they're both eligible for Curious races.
Yep.
So they'll both have runs here, and then on Bellucci's main goal is the AJC Derby.
Yep.
And I just don't know about Too Good to Refuse, like if he can, probably we're just going to keep him, to the shorter trip, probably setting for the Randwick Guineas.
Right.
I just think he might be too brilliant to like get 2,000.
Well, watching back that Spring Champion this morning, it was I'm Bellucci who was the one finishing off the Spring Champion, much stronger than the other one.
Yeah, Bellucci's always had always been a better worker at home, and always, like I've always said, that he'd be a better horse. Except Queensland haven't seen the best of Bellucci yet, because simple reason is, we just got all the tracks are a bit too small for him at the moment.
Yep. You can't wait for Eagle Farm.
Yeah, no. So I'm probably a lot of other trainers in the same boat. You know what I mean? As I said, I've got two horses, him and Phil on the beach. They're just I don't know how good they really are until we can get them on big tracks, and I think you'll see the best of them then.
So a derby for I'm Bellucci in a perfect world. The other one, Too Good to Refuse. So you reckon he's a miler?
Yep, at the moment. As I said, I'm not saying he can't run. He ran 2,000 the other day in Sydney. He had a very tough run.
Yep.
Robbie made a very long run on him in the championships the other day. So, but I just trying to keep him separated, so I'll probably just keep him to the mile. And I said, there's some plenty of nice mile races around for him, so that's why I'll probably just stay to the mile for him.
Yep. It's amazing how some form lines interact together, but the Hanesta form ended up being pretty strong right through the spring and Too Good to Refuse. I think you told us going into the Spring Champion that you felt Too Good to Refuse could have won that race going back to August.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, he got checked and he got held up with a vital stage of the race and got out late and made up some ground very late. So, but no, I said they've both done really, really well and they've come back, so they're back in work. And
yep.
So I'll give them give them a nice slow prep towards those races and then hopefully get a luck in Sydney and they can come back and do the winter here then.
Yep, understand. That one you mentioned along the way, Cylinder Beach, in red-hot form, really dominating win the other day, coming from off the pace to run away and win easily.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented horse. Probably in the same boat as Bellucci. During the winter carnival, he was probably unlucky in a couple of races. He drew bad alleys, so we just had to go back on him all the time. And the other day, he drew a nice alley, and fair enough, he was probably 7 lengths off to a leader, two leaders that ran along, and we thought I'd just bring him back and give him a nice easy kill somewhere and then give him a break. And He's on the AJC Dargaville path as well, so
okay.
Sort of trying to keep him and Ombalucci apart and try and keep them apart to get him to the AJC Derby.
Okay. Yeah, gee, yeah, I know the pace was solid the other day, but he really put his head out. He just wanted to do it. He loved it.
Yeah, no. He's a really nice horse, so probably a bit lucky at the moment. I've got three really nice three-year-olds around me.
Yeah, for sure. You got a Magic Millions horse?
Like I said, Ombalucci's nominated. He is eligible for Magic Millions, Ombalucci, but just don't know if he'd get around the Gold Coast.
Yep.
I've got his little sister trying to get her there, but we just might run out of time.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see on that one. But, as you say, you've got three natural three-year-olds that could end up in some super races if they hold their form from last preparation.
Yeah, no, exactly. So hopefully having touch wood, they all stand up and we can get them to Sydney and be competitive.
Yep, for sure. Hey, good on you, Desley. Thanks for joining us and updating for our listeners.
That's okay. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Desley Forster joining us there from Brisbane with Too Good to Refuse and I'm Bellucci. Go back and watch the Spring Champion, particularly with I'm Bellucci. It was a really strong performance. Spoke with Mick Price off air this morning about Lankan Rupee. We know the horse underwent an operation on a hock. He's boxed in his stable at the moment. Hocks are all good, but Mick confirming that at this stage the horse will have an extended break and the autumn is very, very unlikely. It looks like an extended break for Lankan Rupee and bring the horse back in the spring of next year. Gary Portelli's online. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew.
Just on the sprinters, Rebel Dane, preparation already has begun for the new year.
Yeah, he had a month off. It goes very quickly. And, back into work and he'll head to Melbourne for the Australia Stakes first up in January.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround, isn't it?
It is, mate. And these days, horses seem to be able to do all the carnivals. You know, back in the old days, it seemed that if you went to Brisbane, you never went to Melbourne. Now you're seeing horses win Group 1s in both carnivals. So it's amazing how horses and Wade Witch are trying to sort of do things differently now.
I think the one pleasing thing for you off the prep, Gary, I know it came back and won first up, but just the way that he was out there amongst it, second behind Terra Vista, which is terrific form, and then a third and beaten a couple of lengths there in the Manicato, coming off the pace again. He seemed to be back enjoying the game of racing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's what the big worry for anyone that's got a horse out there and they've had their throats operated on, or there's been, you know, situations where we've had throats done and there's been complications, and you're always worried that once you've operated on them, whether you're going to have them complications, which can often be airway problems. That being, you know, they get dust down their airway and they're always that little bit sickly and they've got high white cell counts and sore throats, where these days the throats operations are, I think they've just got better at it and we're getting better results. And that was our worry with Rebel was, you know, he's a stallion, six-year-old stallion. Is he going to be wanting to do it, the job again? And there he is winning, you know, at Group 2 level and taking on the best we've got. And he's there again. So it's been fantastic. Great job by Jonathan Lums at REC, giving the plug. And the horse is, you know, back again after his little break. And he's over 500 kilos now, so he's done well in the month off.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so we see him in the Australian Stakes. The main reason for the call was the Millions, because we are starting to build up. We're not far from it now, and you're hopeful of getting the three-year-old colt Sebring Son to the three-year-old race there?
Yeah, look, he's that's the race we've sort of targeted all the way through. We had a crack down the straight and, you know, well-publicised, you know, that day at Flemington things, well, the track certainly wasn't up to scratch, but I don't know if I'm going to blame completely that. My horse sort of was with the favourite, and we sort of were out in the worst going, but he raced below expectations. He had a little break. He's about 14 days off. He's come back in. It looks absolutely sensational, and he'll have one run. He'll go to the Canterbury Classic I've marked there, and then straight into the Magic Millions. It's $1.2 million to the winner. It's a great race to be competitive in, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Given, you know, fortnight off, so it's a reasonably quick turnaround, but he seems to be a horse that just relishes his racing.
He loves being in the stable.
Yeah.
You know, horses are very much routine animals, and he's got his own stable. He loves being in his own box. He's got his same friends around him all the time, and that's his routine. His first one out to the track, and you know, he's just got what he's used to, and that's what it is being in the stable. He's out in the paddock, he does well enough, but I think he does better in the stable. And you know, Vin Cox once said to me, "You buy a racehorse, you've got to race them."
Yeah, exactly.
You know, well, there's prize money like this on this year, and I feel last year I think I won the big sprint with Straturbo and second in the Guineas with a couple of horses from the Elite Thoroughbreds, and this year I've got no doubt that the extra prize money on offer is going to attract some better horses, and we're already hearing Buffering and the Cleaner going that way, so it'll be a massive carnival.
Yeah, it will be. Just on Straturbo, I see him in a 1,000-metre race at Moonee Valley on Saturday. Is the plan to eventually get him to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, look, that's the plan. He's actually can mirror the exact same program. He trialled on the same day last year as we did this year. He's going to the same race, the Valley. I'll set him to the same program as long as he's going as well.
Yep.
And we'll have a crack at Buffering this year for sure. I think, you know, if you're not in it, you can't win it, so... you know, he's come back good. He won a trial very impressively the other day at Rose Hill, and he'll be competitive on Saturday.
Yeah, he ran second in this race last year, so hopefully he can match that form and be in the finish. Are you hopeful of having, you mentioned how strong it could be with, you know, a $10 million race day at the Gold Coast, but are you hopeful of maybe, you know, getting sort of four or five up there?
Yeah, well, I've got about six or seven earmarked for it, and obviously they'll need to be in good form going that way. Got a really nice maiden. She's had a couple of starts and just finished behind them, ran a couple of placings at a two starts, and she's ideal. It's a $250,000 maiden, well worth going for.
Yep.
As long as she gets in. A few two-year-olds there that I'm about to produce over the next couple of weeks that are showing plenty.
Yep.
So something might turn up there, and I've got Test of Shadow. So there's a few there. So obviously we'll go, well, I take the ones that are in good form.
Yep.
But they've been aimed at that race, and you know, like I said, if you're not in it, you can't win it. And you know, that track's a tricky little track. You need a lot of luck. You need good barriers and good rides. So you know, it doesn't always mean that the best horse wins. So you know, hopefully we can just have some luck on the day with and throw enough darts at the target. They reckon you eventually hit the bullseye.
Yeah, exactly. No, all you can be is there, and hopefully with your horses running well. So we look forward to Sebring Sun in the Canterbury Classic and then off to the Gold Coast. Hey, Gary, thanks for your time. I should have looked. Have you got runners today?
I've got one in race four, I think it is, at Wyong.
Yep.
At 5 o'clock this afternoon, a late day. But yeah, she ran an ordinary race at the first start. She missed the start, didn't know what to do with both the trials. She's been in front, so hopefully today she jumps better from a good gate and she can lead. I think if she leads, she'll be a good each way chance.
Okay, Maddie DeBell, that's race four, number 11 today. Thanks a lot, Gary. We'll talk to you as we build up to Magic Millions again, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Portelli there from his base. Just a couple of other quick snippets. Alberto Magic is one that well, we haven't seen since May for Alan Denham. Really nice horse, Alberto Magic. They decided to give the horse sort of 5 to 6 months off in the paddock to develop. Alan Denham's told me this morning the horse is coming back in mid-December, and they'll aim up towards late Sydney into the Brisbane winter. The horse does like wet tracks, but Alberto Magic back into work in mid-December for Alan Denham. I learnt this morning that Najum, the four-year-old chestnut mare who won 5 from 7 and 2 placings, has been retired from racing and is in fact in foal to I Am Invincible. And that led me to Yarraman Park and Harry Mitchell, who's online. Morning, Harry.
Morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. Najum has been retired and she's in foal to I Am Invincible. That's confirmed now?
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Yeah, no, she's positive in foal to him. Yeah, no, it's a great mare to get. She was obviously an outstanding race mare.
Probably didn't see quite the best, obviously. I know she didn't race back in the spring. I think she was has suffered some sort of injury. But the win in the Hawkesbury Guineas and prior to that in some good lead-up races to that and then winning the Fred Best at Doomben, she was a very capable filly as she was then.
Yeah, no doubt. She's very good. I mean, you know, she's sort of mare. You want to try and get to your stallions, and we've been lucky with I'm Invincible that she's one of many great mares that have gone with him this year, you know.
Well, tell us about that, because in recent years, and our listener pro, this is a free plug, you know, but mate, the story for I Am Invincible has been a truly remarkable one.
Yeah, well, it has, Andrew. I mean, he was a good racehorse without being rated. A Superstar, he's a very fast horse. He's an extremely good-looking horse with a, you know, interesting pedigree. And, you know, we were lucky enough to purchase the horse, in, you know, off the people who raced him, the Galls, and we owned the horse together. And, look, it's been a great story. We never imagined he'd be as good as he is, but he just throws credibly athletic horses, and they all seem to be able to run. So it's been a great ride for us, there's no doubt.
And the list of mares that have been to him this season, you gave me off air a half a dozen there earlier. It's quite remarkable now, the quality that he's getting. Secret Admirer, Commanding Jewel were two that I wrote down. Give us a few of the others, Harry.
Peggy Jean's in foal to him.
Yeah.
Won the Sires. Aloha won the Coolmore. Hurtle Myrtle won the Meyer Classic.
Yeah.
And you got mares like the Dam of Sepoy, the Dam of Moss Fun, the Dam of Alinghi, the Dam of Alboran Sea, who was the champion in South Africa, the Dam of Shootout. Then you got mares like Verena Mess, Super One's mother, Hellbent's mother. You've got Sky Rush. You've got a mare called Belle Couture, who was the record prize Black Caviar.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of others. I mean, Loping's mother, it's an incredible book of mares.
He and that tells us just the success that the breeders have looked at him and thought, gee, we can't ignore his quality. He's consistent. He's been so consistent in the last couple of years.
Well, he has. I mean, he started at a low base. I mean, he didn't cover the greatest mares, but he's been a great horse to the smaller breeders. And on the back of that, I mean, now everyone wants to be involved with him.
Yeah.
But he throws very sound horses, Andrew, and great types. And he's a very high percentage horse. Like, a lot of them go to the races, and a lot of them have ability. So he's a great horse for trainers, isn't he? I mean, they most of them have some talent.
Yeah, for sure. How's the Magic Millions building up for you? I got the catalogue the other day. I haven't started looking at it. Is it going to be a busy one for you at the Gold Coast?
Yeah, it is. We've got 32. We've got a good draft, we think. We've got plenty of Iron Invisibles, plenty of nice Hinchin Brooks. Then we've got a scattering of other stallions like Fitzel and Not a Single Doubt and horses like that. So I think we've got a draft that people will be pretty keen to have a look at anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's a massive build-up, and we're going to be up there, of course, covering it for Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. It's always an exciting time, and with $10 million on race day now, Harriet, everyone wants to be a part of it.
Well, there's no doubt. It's an incredible promotion. Yeah, there's 10 million in one day. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think there'll be an unbelievable buzz up there this year.
It'll be fantastic. All right, mate. Thanks for joining us. As I say, I learnt this morning about Najum and just wanted to get a follow-up on others that are going to I Am Invincible. He's been a great story so far. Thanks for your time, Harry.
Good on you, Andrew.
Thanks. Harry Mitchell joining us there from Yarraman Park. Tommy Berry's just text through. He'll be joining us in about 5 minutes from Japan.